views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another wonderful week of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. That's me. Artie's going to be a little late today, but that's okay. You got me. That's good. I wanted to say something to you guys. I'm really very impressed, and I'm really very grateful for all the calls that we get from all of our listeners, thanking us for helping them and getting readings and enjoying our show very, very much. We always hear that a lot. And we never get the opportunity really to say thank you for all of that. And I know that a lot of people sometimes are afraid to call in because of anonymity or because they just don't want to share. But, you know, you don't have to give us your real name or where you really live. But if you have something that's bothering you and you want to find out about it, please don't hesitate. That's why we're here. And I know we're going to get a lot of calls today from all of you guys out there. But first thing I'd like to tell you is a little thing that happened to me in the last 2 weeks. It's kind of funny, but it's kind of sad. We heard some noises in the attic, believe it or not. And I knew right away it wasn't spirit because it was only at night and it sounded like there was little animals in the attic. So I called a few companies to see what was in that attic because I knew it was an animal. And a lot of companies came to me and actually were very cruel about getting rid of the animal. Oh, don't worry, we'll kill it, or don't worry, we'll get rid of it. I says, well, what do you do with these animals after you capture them? Oh, we put down poison so that they'll die and then we pick them up. I says, oh, no. No, that's not going to happen. And I was very upset about it. So after going through four or five different avenues to get to these exterminators, but they're really not called exterminators. They're actually called trappers. So after a few of these interviews with these trappers, one of them took me up there with him and said, well, you not only have raccoons in your attic, but they also demolished a lot of your wood, the floor. They went to the bathroom up there. They sprayed up there. And, you know, the job would be to sterilize everything, put back all the wood that's broken, and make it brand new, close up the hole that they're getting in through. And I said, well, that's great, because none of the other companies that I had called even mentioned anything like that. In fact, some of them that went up there didn't even know what kind of animal was up there. Well, P.S., I said, well, how do you get rid of the animal? And they said, well, we're very humane. We capture the animal, we show you the animal, and then we bring it to a rescue that releases them into their natural habitat, like the woods or wherever they would live. I says, I like that very much. So I decided to go with them. And the reason I'm telling you this is because winter is coming and a lot of our furry friends would like to escape from the cold. And instead of putting poison down to kill them, I think the most humane thing to do is to hire a trapper. And being as how I went through five of them and was not happy, I'd like to give you the name and the telephone number of this particular trapping company, because I feel that being humane to an animal is being just as good as being humane to a child. because, I mean, we're living in their world as well. So let me tell you the outcome. They trapped the animal. They brought it to a rescue. They let it loose. They went into my attic. They disinfected everything. They put back all kinds of wood that was chewed up and all kinds of wood that was broken. They fixed the little entry point where they were getting in. And after that, they brought me back upstairs and they showed me everything. And I was so thrilled with what they did. I mean, it smelled beautiful. It looked beautiful. Everything was perfect, just perfect. And I'd like to share their name with you, and I'd like to share their telephone number because, you know, I said to them, you know, you did such an amazing, humane job that I'd really like to tell all my listeners on my radio show. And this was after. They didn't know this before, but this was afterwards. Because of the fact that you are so humane and you are so kind and you are so thorough. So the name, and they said to me, well, because you're going to do that, I will give 10% off to anybody that says, that calls us and says they heard us on Angels and Answers or from Sky on the radio. The name of the place is New York and New Jersey Wildlife Removal, and folks, they travel. Their number is 888-928-2668. And like I said, if you mention the radio station or the radio show, they'll give you 10% off. How gracious is that? That was really nice. If you want to look them up, they also have a website, and the website is www.nynjwildliferemoval.com. Folks, you may not need it now, but like I said, winter is coming, and our little furry friends do try to come in to get warm. So if you do have that problem, think about being humane. Think about how they feel and try to get them taken care of in a more kinder fashion. And also try to get your house back to normal. I'm not saying that you should live with them. That's absolutely ridiculous. But I am saying that there's a way to do it and there's a way not to do it. And I'm an animal lover, I guess, as you all know. And I feel that the humane way to do it is always the best. And also, you want your house sparkling clean because you never know what kind of germs and diseases they can bring in. So you definitely want them to do a good job. You want everything clean, and you want to be satisfied. So like I said, give them a buzz or keep their number on file in case this happens to you. Because I had to go through 5 different interviews, which took a lot of my time. And before I came up with the right company, and I really did, I was just so blessed. So guys, don't forget, the name of the company is New York and New Jersey Wildlife Removal. And like I said, they do travel. The number is 888-928-2668. And their website is www.nynjwildliferemoval.com. And like I said, they do a fabulous job and they're very humane. I just wanted to get that out of the way because, you know, if I'm suffering from problems like that, I'm not unique. I'm sure because of the weather, a lot of people are going to be, you know, kind of like baffled on what to do and how to go about it and who do you call. Because I really didn't know who to call either. I called my township. They don't want anything to do with it. I called the ASPCA. They don't want anything to do with it. But I've taken all the trouble out of that for you, and I am recommending that you use these folks. They're amazing. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate that. I know there's a lot of people that do listen that do love animals, but that doesn't mean you have to live with wild animals. And they do get into the walls, God bless them. They can really destroy your house like crazy. I'm not saying, you know, I mean, I'm not saying to hurt them, but I am saying that it's, you know, they should be in their own environment, just like we have to be in our own environment. Okay, so we have a caller already. But before I do that, I would like to give you some numbers so that you can call folks. The number to the studio to get your mini free reading would be 800 930 2819. And Artie and I, when he gets here, will both give you some free readings over the phone. And if you'd like a personal reading with myself, my number is 908-500-1474. And if you'd like a reading with Artie, his number is 877-ANGEL-02, or ANGEL-02. And we will give you the time of your life. We can connect for you mediumship-wise, and we can connect for you psychically. So it'll be a nice, very nice experience for all of you out there. But before that, we have a lovely girl from Pennsylvania. Her name is Kathleen. But Kathleen, I just want you to hold on for a few minutes because we're going to have to go to a commercial break and I don't want to interrupt you. So let's take this commercial, folks, and we will be right back.
There are places I remember.
Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases. It's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
1230 WBLQ. messing where you shouldn't have been messing.
And welcome back, everybody, to another segment of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Today you're stuck with me right now until Arthur gets here, which is fine because I'm very comfortable with all of my callers and doing the show. I love it. Okay, as I promised, Kathleen from Pennsylvania. How are you, darling?
Hi, how are you, Sky?
I'm very good, thank you. What's up?
I'm calling to see if you can give me any guidance on finances, if anybody, my husband and I are going through some financial difficulties. We did have some things that we were moving forward, and it seems like everything kind of crashed through. Now we're having some other issues that we were not expecting. Uh-huh. If anybody could give me some guidance, I'd greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, when I was looking at your name, I saw a computer screen.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that you work with computers?
I do work on a computer all day, yes.
Okay. I am being guided to tell you, my love, that it's time for you to start opening up your own home-based business through computers. And there are a lot of opportunities where you can do this. And it doesn't necessarily have to be in your field of education either. As long as you're proficient in computer, you can sell and buy over the internet. You can even do that through eBay and make tremendous markups. It's unbelievable. And you could really have the merchandise drop shipped to your customers. Now, you're good on computer, right?
I can do some things. I am not great on them, but I can follow a program.
Well, I bet you're better than I am because I am a computer failure. I'll tell you that. I can't even get onto my webpage. How sad is that? But I feel that you're good on computers. I feel that you're very smart. And I feel that even if you subsidized your regular career with this home-based business, it would help you greatly. And I want you to go on Craigslist, and I want you to see if there's any opportunity for you learning a computer home-based business. Because I feel that there is.
Okay.
And that would help subsidize your income until things get better financially for you. You can catch up with your bills. You can catch up with any medical bills you have. Do you have any medical bills pending?
No.
Okay, great. Because they really rake you over the coals with medical bills. But I feel as though you would really excel in this, and I feel that you can get to a point where this could be your mainstay business, and you'd be home, and you would be making money hands over fist.
Okay.
It's not as far-fetched as you think, and don't get panicky over it, because I feel like you're panicking.
Well, our finances, like I said, we are trying to get things done. And if anybody, like I said, if anybody can really guide us on this, we're trying it right at this time. We were trying to do like a refinance, but things have fallen through.
Right.
You see that?
I know money's very tight right now, and so many people have the same exact problem. But I know, like, I'm being guided to tell you. I mean, when I looked at your name during the commercial, I saw a computer. And when I see a computer screen, that means that the angels are leading me to tell you to work on the computer. I knew that you were having financial difficulties. I knew it. I knew that right away. But I like when my clients or the people that call, you know, state their problem because of the other people in the audience. But when I saw the computer screen, I knew that there's an opportunity waiting for you on computer. Are you working right now?
I do. Yeah, right. I am working right now, and I do work on a computer all day.
So you're not as inept as you think.
No.
I think this is an avenue for you to research. I think that you're going to be very pleasantly surprised that you're going to do so well. You know, they have opportunities there where you can sell and trade. They have opportunities there. And in fact, I'm hearing something about real estate. I know you're not connected with real estate at this moment, but I'm hearing something where buying and selling loans, isn't that something? I've never heard that before. I want you to look on the internet for buying and selling loans. I'm being told it's very lucrative, and I'm being told that it's easy to get into and you get a client base. So you don't have to go cold. It's like a kind of like the way they're explaining it to me. It's like a learning. They'll teach you and then they'll give you a client base and then you'll go from there. And it also has to do with like taxes, taxes on properties. In other words, the way I'm understanding it from Spirit is when people go delinquent in their taxes, there's, I guess, a list somewhere, I guess, on the computer. And you can have privy to this through a company that's on computer. And you can actually get in touch with other people who are looking to make investments. And I'm feeling very deeply that they're going to give you a client base to work with. So you're not just, you know, soliciting strangers. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
I know it sounds a little intimidating,
right?
But I really want you to go. I want you to go and look this up because they wouldn't tell me this so intricately if it wasn't true. You know? And is your husband working a second job?
No.
Well, I think he should go look for one. I really do. I'm feeling that he's got enough time on his hands that he can subsidize you with a little bit of a second job, or if he can't make overtime where he's working, to go look for something. Doesn't have to be rocket science. It could be just like 5 or 6 hours, you know, a week, a day, or 4 hours a night or something like that, just to bring home some money until you guys get on your feet. But I do feel within 6 months that your financials will improve greatly. The only thing you have to do, and I'm being told this, and I'm not 100% certain, but I'm feeling that you're behind in your mortgage.
You're not behind in the mortgage.
And I feel that you have to catch up with that first and foremost. Don't try to take money out of your house, because when you start taking money out of your house, you're jeopardizing your security. Okay. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
So try to leave that for like the very last alternative. Don't go ahead and refinance the house to take money out of it to catch up, because you'll still be behind the eight ball and you'll be paying interest on top of that money. And if you're finding it hard and you're struggling to pay your mortgage now, it's going to be more money, even if they drop down the interest rate. It's going to be more money for you to lay out of pocket, and you're jeopardizing your home. And I'm being told, don't do that.
Don't refinance.
Do whatever you have to do to catch up. And as they're telling me, please go ahead and seek and search out on the internet, and go ahead and look for an opportunity. I mean, they gave me point blank this opportunity that is ridiculously very intricately placed to me. So I don't know. I would really look that in. I would look into that very, very, very deeply, because I mean, they wouldn't tell me this if it wasn't true. And I trust them so explicitly. And I know that you're having financial difficulties. I feel as though, would your husband consider getting a little second job just until you catch up?
Well, he does have medical issues, so he is not working.
I knew that. I told you, do you have medical bills?
Well, for him,
see,
not
I
for
was
me.
Trying to get to the point where I was going to ask you, does your husband have medical issues? So he isn't working?
No.
Okay, because I did ask you, and you said yes. You remember?
No, well, he was not working. No, I am working. He is not working. due to medical issues.
Okay. Well, that's perfectly understandable. And just nix what I just said. Because if he's incapable of working, there's nothing the poor soul can do. So you're going to have to take the bull by the horns, and you're going to have to do what I said and go look on Craigslist, because I'm feeling very strongly it's a tremendous opportunity for you. Now, if you want to stay in your job and build this business up and have your husband work it afterwards, that's fantastic, because he's going to be home anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this could be not only an opportunity for you to catch up, but it could be something where, you know, he could have some type of a career and feel better about himself and be functional and, you know, feel like a contributing figure in the home.
Okay.
But please do me a favor, and you can call back anytime, and you can say, Sky, guess what? I found that job on Craigslist.
Yeah. Is there any messages from any? Is there anybody from any from the other side want to give us any messages or?
Okay, hold on. This takes a few minutes to connect, and I only have one more minute. Hold on. I'm feeling a mother energy from the other side who's watching over you. Okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be a mother. It could be a grandmother, but I'm feeling it's like more like a mother-ish, a mother
well,
figure.
My mother-in-law is deceased.
Okay, then that's what it is. Okay. Okay, hold on. He's fully going to recover from this problem that he has. So take that out of your mind that he's not, okay? And I know it's hard for you to understand that right now because things are not going so well. However, she's with him and she's doing everything in her power to help him recover. All right. She's also watching over you, and she does also feel that you should take my advice. I know that sounds crazy, but listen to Sky. She wants to tell you that she's sending all of her love and her healing to both of you, because she feels as though you're both hurting. And I would just like to tell you that I have to take a break now. I would love to connect further. There is a lot more. So if you want to give me a call personally, I'll be very happy to help you out. But I want you to know that she's at peace, and I want you to know that she's with you, giving you healing and guidance and love.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
So much
Thank
for
you very
the call,
much
and God
for
bless
your time.
You, and I hope everything works out well for you. But at this moment, guys, we have to take a little break, so we'll be right back.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
1230 WBLQ.
Hello, sorry, folks. All right.
So guess who's here, everybody? I always get in trouble when he comes.
I'm back.
He's here.
I'm here.
He's like poltergeist.
So speaking of poltergeist, I was telling Sky earlier, the movie that you need to see is Martian. And it's a great movie with Matt Damon. And, you know, it's just so incredibly interesting how science works, and that there's like seven satellites out in the hemisphere to help us with the TV and the radio and the signals and stuff. And it's
amazing.
And
now they're polluting the skies. I love it.
And it's amazing that just to let you know how fast the space shuttle goes. You know, we don't realize a bit, you know, when you have that thrust and you're in like 0% gravity, it takes them three minutes to get from New York to California.
What?
That's how fast the space shuttle travels. And yet it takes them months to get to the, at that speed, takes them months to get to the moon.
Really?
Yeah. And it takes like,
could you imagine 500, 3 minutes? It's like a commute. It's not even a commute.
Yeah. It's like 500.
Wow.
It's like, what was it? I think they said it was like 500 and some odd days in those crafts at that speed to go to Mars. It's like 500 some odd days going that.
That's
it's
not bad. 500 days.
No, that's
6 months.
That's a lot.
No, that's a year, over a year. Year and a half. Year
or whatever. You are traveling.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So would you be able to stomach that?
It's not if you'd be able to stomach it. Would you be able to pay for that? I highly doubt it.
You know, that, it really takes a unique individual.
Yeah, like a billionaire.
No, not a billionaire. You don't have to be a billionaire, to travel out in space.
Sure you do.
No, you don't. Why do you need a million? No, this is NASA.
I understand that.
But to be an astronaut.
Oh, well, of course, if you're a rocket scientist, astronaut, absolutely, you go
for free.
I'm
saying your body has to be, I'm not saying to pay for the ride like we're a great adventure.
But do you know that they are actually pre-booking rides to other planets? Did you know that? And only millionaires can afford that?
Well, that makes sense.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad you think it makes sense.
That's pretty wild.
Well, and I'm going to tell you why. What was that last question you asked?
Why is this night different from all others? Oh, that's Passover.
Eliezer, come out.
Elijah, come on out.
See, I said it in Yiddish and you in Hebrew, and you said it in English. Eliezer is Elijah, the angel who protected all the male Jewish children from the Romans.
Yeah, from being
killed.
From the Egyptians.
The Egyptians, whoever those
pastors were. That's right.
So tell me now, before that, what did you just say? Because I had something really important to say.
Wait, I had something very important to say. I can't remember the question. Like, it will just be.
You know what that is? That's spirit talking. That happens to me only when spirit is like right there inside of me and giving me like these.
Well, I was what I was saying is that
what were you saying?
I was saying before that you have to be incredible fantastic mental now shape and physical shape.
Here's this. Try this one on. Try these pants on.
There you Hoffman. Go.
Do you know when you travel in space, you do not age?
Huh, that's interesting.
Oh, I can't wait to go there to get a facelift.
I mean, well, when you say you do not age, that's if you were to say that.
Chronologically, absolutely, but your cells don't deteriorate like they do down here. The gravity, you don't get wrinkles. You actually do not age. There's no taxing on your
with
body.
Gravity.
With gravity, because don't forget gravity pulls everything down to the floor.
Including boobs.
I knew he was going to say that. Anyway, so when you're in space, everything is in place. So nothing wrinkles, nothing drops. You're in very good health because all your internal organs stay in place, you know, and you
That's
don't
right.
age.
Yeah, God forbid. No, but God forbid, though, if there was some kind of a sickness, I can't imagine. Well, you know, how can you be sick? Well, I guess it can be if you're germ-free going up there and everything's sterile right to begin with.
That's not healthy. I want to tell you that right off the bat.
Wait, what's not healthy?
Being germ-free. And I'm going to tell you why.
I know why, but go ahead.
I'm going to tell our audience.
Tell our audience why.
The reason why you should not be germ-free, and you should be very careful about how many times you use those hand sanitizers, because there is good bacteria, good germs, and there are bad germs. And when you come in contact with germs, your body builds up an immunity to those germs and helps you fight off colds, influenzas, bronchitises, all kinds of diseases. So even though we think we're doing such a great job for ourselves by using hand sanitizers, you're actually not. You're actually killing off those bacteria that can actually help you stay well.
I feel like the only time, because I use those
occasionally,
but I use those like when I'm doing readings, because if somebody else is sick and I hold their hand or they're, then I, you know, I'll wash my hands.
Absolutely. I'm not saying.
I have a little cold now, but that's besides.
You know, so
point.
Do I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little sick. But you know what? That I'm not talking. I'm talking about the obsessive compulsive people like me and my granddaughter, who has 4,000 hand sanitizers.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And she doesn't use them constantly, but she collects them and smells them. She loves the smell. Yeah, she goes to Bath and Body Works.
Really?
Yes, yeah. And she buys like, she must have 4,000 of them.
Wow.
Anytime you need one, just let me know. Just tell me. She'll be very happy to.
You want to know something? One of my clients was nice enough to give me for my birthday a gift certificate to Bath and Body Works. I haven't used it yet, but I'm going.
It's lovely.
Yeah, I know. It's great. I love it. I just haven't had the chance.
I bought Richie the whole set: the body soap, the deodorant, the cologne. I just wish he'd use it.
Oh, thanks to you. Yes. It was funny. Thanks to you when you were spraying yourself the other day, last week.
Yes.
We know after you had a cigarette and you sprayed yourself and you had the rose scent stuff. And I go to, you know, because I put on the same shirt the next day.
Yeah.
And so when I go to hug Charity, she goes, "Who's wearing rose?" I said, honestly, she meant nothing. And I had to think about it. I said, rose, because that's not one of my favorite scents. And I said, rose. And I'm trying to think. I said, I didn't do any readings. I had to think for a moment. And then I just realized, I says, oh, I said, I remember you sprayed yourself.
Yes. And those are not only sprays. Those are angel chatters, which means that they're specifically brewed for each ascended master.
Where did you get it?
I sent away for it. Actually, I found these people at Mind Body Spirit. And now that I've run out of my Mind Body Spirit supply, I just called up and ordered another batch. And let me tell you, folks, they're not reasonable. They're not cheap, but
they work.
I find for myself when I do a reading, and before that, I protect myself with Metatron and Archangel Michael, and then I use Raziel and Gabriel. My readings are more clear.
You want to start? It's interesting you should say that, because I have a spray. I mean, and the letters wore off, and I had these sprays from a long time ago. I don't even remember the store that I got it from. I just remember I got it from a store in Pennsylvania. It was a little nothing of a store within a strip mall. But he's saying, oh, this could do that for you. This could attract. This could open up your. And I just started spraying it recently, and it really makes a huge difference.
Thank you. I've been telling you.
I can't believe it. It's like really, I just spray it, and like people have been popping up, you know, as far as loved ones and stuff like that.
And I forgot mine. I didn't bring it to the office and studio today.
And today it's like, oh, today I'm feeling sluggish today. I really am. It's like I'm dragging butt.
Yeah.
And stuff. And I didn't get a good night's sleep. And it's like,
You're going to get sick.
No, because I'm going to take my pills.
Need to take echinacea. You need to take vitamin C. And I know you don't drink milk, so you need to take D.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Echinacea tea is wonderful.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha. Now, what I take also, I take the cold and flu pills. Like if I, like right before, as soon as I feel an inkling with inside my system,
well, that's not really-
where I'm about to get sick, I pop that. And then I don't get sick.
Well, instead of doing that, use the echinacea pills.
Echinacea?
Yeah, because it's all holistic. And I believe that it works better. It's better for your body.
But that's awesome. But we have to take a break
right now, guys.
All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all, a healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. During the month of October, Dr. Darvish and the Holistic Medical Team are promoting Breast Cancer Awareness Month with 25% off breast thermography. Safe, painless, radiation-free, and accurate. Purchase your breast thermography screening for 25% off now until October 31st to receive this special. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
1230 WBLQ.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Our number to call today for a mini reading will be 800-930-2819, which is actually the number we give out all the time, but I kind of made it sound like it was new today. But just to make no confusion, it's 800-930-2819, and we'd love to hear from you. And if you'd love an amazing reading with King Arthur, his number is 877-ANGEL-02. And you will not be disappointed. And if you like a real reading with myself, or a mini reading, you know, if you'd like a regular reading with myself, could be a half hour, an hour, it doesn't matter for either one of us. My number is 908-500-1474.
Now I'm going to share a spiritual joke with you.
Oh, no.
No, it's a joke that I already shared with you before, okay, but I'm going to tell the audience because you're laughing. But
you're too much. Oh, I know
what you're what do you call a girl that likes spaghetti before and after sex? A prostitute. I love it. You want to know something?
I was crying when I heard that joke the other day. He texts me these jokes, guys, and I'm sitting here like an idiot, like gasping for air and crying, the tears rolling down my face, and I can't gasp. I can't even talk. That was really a good one. A prostitute. I love it.
And the funny thing is, I'm in the bank, and I told one of the bank tellers that joke, and she kept on wanting me to repeat it to, like, the other tellers and her bank manager. It's like, you got to say it. I said, why don't you say it? No, you say it better. Just say it. So I'm constantly telling the joke, and I'm laughing at the every single time I get to the punchline.
You told me a really funny joke the other day, but we can't share that one.
Which one?
I can't tell.
It was so good, I can't even say it on the air.
No, I can't say it. It's offensive to some people. It has bad words.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I can't say it.
Oh, okay.
But it wasn't offensive to me because I love his jokes. He's so funny. And you know what I love about him? He laughs with his jokes, which is so cool. You know, like when he says the punchline, and then he actually gets a kick out of the joke again, which is so nice, you know?
One of my favorite comedians of all times is Paul Lynn on Hollywood Squares.
Oh, my God, me too.
I love him.
Is he the bomb?
So funny. You want to know something? It's interesting. A lot of comedians who are that ultra talented, that funny, have such a screwed up life.
I know. Look behind the scenes. Yes. Look at Jonathan Winters.
Yeah.
I think Jonathan Winters is
hysterical.
Hysterical. Buddy Hackett.
Yes.
Oh, they don't make them like that anymore, guys.
And yet behind the scenes, these comedians are like a wreck. They have like major issues and stuff like that.
I know. It's so sad.
And you know, and you take Carol Burnett. And she had a very, very rough.
She lost a child.
Yeah, she lost a child.
That poor dear.
Yeah.
God love her.
Yeah. And, you know, but the list goes on and on. And it's interesting how a lot of people, and I was trying to grasp this. I'm having a conversation with God.
Who do you think you are? What's his name?
I'm having a conversation with God.
What's that guy's name? Something.
Neil Donald Walsh?
Yeah, that's what he was.
Yeah.
He's Neil Donald Walsh.
I'm Neil Donald Walsh, everybody. I'm having
Audie
a conversation. That's right. And I'm saying to myself, you know, so many of these people who have given their lives and their passion to the public, because, you know, even though you're very famous and you're very wealthy, you achieve your personal dreams.
Yes.
A lot of these people, you know, suffer a lot of issues behind the scenes. You know, you don't have the regular family life.
Exactly.
You're not
it's
around
a sacrifice.
It's a sacrifice. And, you know, to entertain the public.
Yes.
Or, you know, when you're a sports player, when you're an entertainer.
Yeah.
And people say, oh, God, I wish I was them and I wish this and I wish that. And there's a lot of these people who have a very challenging life because they're not around a lot of times to see their kids grow up. They're not around for special events.
Yes.
And some people, you know, some guys will miss their kids being born depending where they're located or whatever.
That's correct.
You know, there's a lot of sacrifice when you're going to be a star, when you're going to shoot for the big time.
Yeah.
And yes, it has its rewards, no doubt. But also when you're that wealthy and you're that famous, you also have to – a lot of people don't even know who their true friends are, you know?
That's right. They don't have true friends, and I'll tell you why.
Because, well, some of them do.
Well, yes.
Have some
very
true
few
friends.
And far between.
But, yeah,
and I'll
is.
Tell you why. Because when you're a success, everybody wants to follow the bandwagon. So you have friends up the gazoo and back down.
Right.
And you have to be intuitive enough to know who really is your friend in times of need.
Right.
And I feel that Robin Williams, who was an amazing, brilliant,
another perfect example,
right,
yeah,
entertainer, didn't have those friends around him to save his life. And I personally feel that it's a tragedy. It's like almost like having a family tragedy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. He was so personal because he was in everybody's homes and everyone knew him and he made everyone laugh, even though his jokes were like so quick
and so spontaneous. And I felt that it was like a It was like a personal tragedy to me. And you know what the tragedy of the whole thing is? The man was had so many people around him all the time. Nobody could see that this man was hurting to the point of killing himself.
No, well, the thing is, a lot of people who do commit suicide or who take their lives, they hide it from everybody. You know, and a lot of parents feel guilty about this. But the thing is, it's hard to feel guilty. I mean, it's hard to save somebody when somebody is not letting you in, or they're always out, or they don't communicate,
well,
or they cover it up with laughter and, oh, it's okay. And they don't really share. It's not like a lot of parents don't have the opportunity.
Well, those are kids. I get that.
I know.
That's
what I'm talking about.
But I'm talking about an adult
who
went through drug addiction, alcohol abuse, had two or three bypasses. Don't you think his wife should know him? I mean, when I see Richie getting depressed, I know it immediately. And I want to tell you something, funny and oddly enough, when I saw him for the last couple of times when he was live, Robin Williams, when I said to my husband, this man is not well. And I'm not talking about physically. I says, I feel like this man has some kind of mental issue. I feel a depression. I actually felt that depression in him.
Yeah. My brother was telling me about a friend of his who was in bed for 2 months because of his depression.
My.
He just couldn't even get out of bed. Like, he couldn't get out of the house for 2 months. He was just,
yeah.
And unfortunately, his business took a huge hit, he was telling me.
Well, that's what happened to me when my son passed away. And by the way, my son who passed away, Michael, his birthday is tomorrow. So,
Send a lot of love and healing to the Siegel family on behalf of
Michael. And if you can say a prayer for him in your day, it would be greatly appreciated. He was a remarkable young man. Not that he was my son, but if anybody knew him, adored him.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
And you want to know something? A lot of times when I know my mother is around, she shows me a lot of times through numbers, and I always see her birthday, 12/21. So whenever I see that number, or if I see
she's a Cancerian or a Gemini.
She's same as you.
Sagittarian.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder she's a wonderful woman. I love I love his mother. When she comes to me, she's an angel. Well, naturally. But what I'm saying is she's so sweet and kind. She has an amazing energy. Let me put it that way.
My mother had a great, great sense of humor. Great sense of humor. And she always tried to – she always had a – most of the time she had a smile on her face. And, you know, it's like, yes, you know, we definitely miss our loved ones. But, I mean, I feel her so much.
So do I.
I really do. And
so hard to explain. It's like you miss them to death, but you know that they're right here. So funny. Like the other night, I absolutely felt him put his hands on my shoulders. I was sitting up watching TV, and I knew he was behind me. I just felt him watching me from behind me. And then I felt like a little bit of pressure on both shoulders, and I said, oh, I knew it. He can't fool me.
So funny. My own mother said to me one time, we were going for a ride. I was taking her out for lunch. And, you know, we were joking around. And she goes, Art, you're such a cool person. I never hear her say cool. She goes, if I was your age, I would definitely go out with you.
Oh, I love her.
All right, everybody, listen up. We got to wrap up this segment. And Sky and I, we're going to be right back for some more laughs and more wisdom right after this commercial break.
Been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed guest on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.